You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Japan and South Korea made a major step toward reconciliation today after Japan's prime minister delivered an apology in connection with his country's practice of taking women and girls and forcing them into sexual slavery during World War II. Surviving victims, it has been announced, of the practice will get access to compensation. Alistair Wanklin reports.
Meeting in Seoul, the Japanese and South Korean foreign ministers struck a deal to set up a multi-million-dollar fund to help women who were forced to work at Japanese military brothels. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe then telephoned his South Korean counterpart and apologized. Speaking to reporters, Abe expressed deep remorse for what historians say were tens of thousands of women, mostly from Asian countries, forced to travel with Japanese troops as prostitutes. South Korea's President Park Geun-hye said what is at stake is the dignity of survivors. They include 87-year-old Lee Yong-soo, who this summer told United States legislators Japan was in denial about what its wartime authorities did. Recently, the Japanese government has been arguing there is no documentary evidence of state involvement in how the women ended up with the troops. But Monday's agreement acknowledges there was a state role. The agreement requires South Korea to lay the matter to rest and to cease haranguing Japan in public. Prime Minister Abe said future Japanese generations cannot be forced to apologize repeatedly for things they did not do. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.